teas and butter beans.
Yeah.
Things like that. No, you buy it in can, you know.
What about gumbo? How do you make a gumbo?
Gumbo?
Yeah.
How I make it?
Mm-hmm.
You gotta make a roux first, brown your flour.
What kind of vegetables did you put in gumbo?
Onions about the only thing I put. I wouldn't even put sweet pepper. Some people use sweet pepper, but to me they can lose that seed. I don't care if I never see one again in my life. My wife, she's crazy about them, not me. It's like eating grass out there, to me.
What about that stuff that makes it sticky?
Make it sticky?
Yeah.
What do you mean, filet?
Well, filet gives it taste, yeah.
It makes it slimy.
Slimy, but
Oakley?
Yeah.
Well, you got different kind of ways, different things and all. If you make a gumbo and you got okra, that's slimy. And then if you can make gumbo with mostly anything. You can have a mixed gumbo made out of sausage and ham and all that kind of stuff. But you gotta put filet or something in it to thicken it up, because it'll be just like a water. But you can make a gumbo like with pudus and duck, gizzards, and things like that too.
You take the top.
Oyster gumbo.
Yeah. You take the tops of turnips and make up a mess of.
make a green gumbo, grass gumbo, whatever you want to call it.
What kind of greens do you use?
Mustard to make that.
Just any sort. What sort of greens do you buy?
You use turnip leaves and mustard leaves, or either you can make it with one for that, but the more you got in it, the better taste it'll have. And you can use radish leaves, you can use beet leaves.
You raise those vegetables that come in big leafy heads?
Any kind of a green vegetable for that, it's got leaves.
Yeah.
But the thing is with that we call that a grass gumbo. We call that gumbo verbe in French. But the thing that give it the main taste, the good taste to it, is that wild crisp. You go out there, it'll grow wild, and you gotta know it, you know. Go out there and put some of that in there. Boy, then you got something that tastes good. I was looking at some of them over there on where I'm planting over there by the dump. They made seeds already.
Big leafy vegetables that come in heads.
Cabbage, lettuce, things like that.
Speaking about the size, you'd say these, they were big.
A big cabbage.
And lettuce comes in. You buy two
heads of lettuce?
Shoot,
my dad used to raise them things over here, man. It'd be something pretty sweet.
How much would you raise?
Oh, you wouldn't raise. Oh, a whole lot of them, you know, enough.
You wouldn't raise a tackle, huh?
Oh, you raise enough for us, and he'd sell some around.
Yeah,
he probably would have maybe 50, 75 heads of lettuce or something like that. You know where he used to plant them? Right alongside of his onions. The onions start growing and it makes shade on them. Two shades on them. And keep them from burning up in the sun, man. Yeah. Because that's something you got to plant early. It's like onions, you got to plant that early. Right now,